Hello and welcome to Gigi's Little Golden Nuggets. I'm Gigi, creator of littlegoldennuggets.com. It's a site dedicated to sharing golden nuggets of knowledge on self-care, and I invite you to check it out. Happy Monday, y'all! I hope that this week has treated you well. Welcome to my weekly series. I'll be bringing you specially curated nuggets on self-care to help you stay motivated and focused on loving yourself. As always, before we go any further, I want to express my gratitude to you for tuning in. And speaking of gratitude, and not so an obvious segue, today we're going to be talking about gratitude and giving thanks. It is, after all, Canadian Thanksgiving, and I can't think of a better way to get this day started. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful with the readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. According to Psychology Today, studies show that we can deliberately cultivate gratitude by counting our blessings. What are the benefits, you might ask? Well, the act of being truly grateful can increase our well-being, health, and happiness, and it's associated with an increase in energy, optimism, and empathy. All very beneficial. Sarah Ben Brethnak, author of The Simple Abundant Journal of Gratitude, and you know what, I believe this too, says that, or she writes, once we accept that abundance and lack are parallel realities, and that each day we choose, consciously or unconsciously, which world we inhabit, a deeper inner shift in our reality occurs. Expressing and feeling gratitude is a choice we make, and the more we practice, the more things we find to be grateful for. What are you grateful for today? Today, I'm celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving. I don't know why I keep saying Canadian. I'm Canadian and that's my Thanksgiving. Today, I'm celebrating Thanksgiving in the beautiful Mont-Saint-Anne, Quebec province with my mom and my uncles and aunts, my husband and my two children. The scenery is breathtaking. The change of colors in the trees is, I can't even explain it. It's beyond beautiful. So much to be thankful for today and really every day. So I'd like to encourage you to take a few minutes to write down what you're grateful for today. It doesn't have to be in a fancy journal. If you do have a fancy journal, of course, that's great. Write it in there. And if you don't, that's okay too. To be completely honest, I write in a dollar store cahier, whatever works for you. But I do want you to write it down because this week I'd like us to try something new. Let's practice gratitude together every day for the next week. Each day on my Instagram stories, I'm going to be giving you some journal prompts and suggestions to get your juices going for your daily gratitude reflection and journaling. I'm going to include my IG handle in the description notes. And let's connect and let's do this. It's going to be fun. When the week is done, this is what why I want you to write it down. You're going to have several days of personal and meaningful inscriptions to hopefully motivate you to stay on the practice of gratitude. You'll have so many inscriptions to look back on and reflect and think, bring top of mind all the things that you were grateful for that week. So let's jump start this week with gratitude. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start you off with some homework, and I'm going to include the link in the description. It is a short film by Louis Schwarzberger, narrated by Brother David Steindl Rust. And I apologize if I didn't pronounce those properly. It is a short film. It's about 10 minutes. And what I've given you is the link to the TED Talks, and it includes his approximately between five and six minute short film on gratitude. And I promise you that you will enjoy every second of it. It's really short, so, you know, make some time to watch it. I'm going to be posting the first journal prompt for us tomorrow, and let's let this feeling of gratitude ride. Remember, nothing is too small to be grateful for. And right now, I'm super grateful that we're doing this together. I want to wish you a fantastic day. Have a great Monday and a great week. And thank you so much for listening. And I can't wait to hear all about how this week goes for you. Much love.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.